A public hearing at the state capitol yesterday, organized by Republicans and the state's largest business lobby, addressed a proposal to reopen the state's economy sooner than May 26th. That's the date currently in place under Governor Tony Evers' extended Safer at Home order. It's the latest pushback to the governor's Badger Bounce Back plan, even as he announced some new flexibility for businesses in just the last week. And last Tuesday, Republican leaders asked the state Supreme Court to block Evers' extension of that Safer at Home order. The administration has since asked the court to dismiss that. The court has yet to rule on both decisions. Sean Johnson is the Capitol Bureau Chief for Wisconsin Public Radio News, and he's here to catch us up on everything that's happened. Sean, thanks for being here.
Hey, Keely.
Quite the task ahead of us. In the last week, Governor Evers and the Department of Health Services have made some minor changes to the Safer at Home order. What do we need to know about what's now open?
He has authorized some more businesses to kind of reopen. There's more curbside options for some businesses. Golfing is now happening in Wisconsin. He reopened some state parks that he had previously closed, although it's under more restrictions. But I think a lot of the broad strokes of what we've kind of gotten used to as much as we can over the last month plus, schools being closed, dine-in service at restaurants and taverns not happening, a lot of businesses deemed, quote, non-essential being closed, that's still happening under stay-at-home for now.
And state Republican leaders have taken it to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, asking them to reject the administration's extension of Safer at Home. Have the Republicans put out a plan to safely reopen the economy?
They have not, in a formal way, written a bill or, come out with a bill and said this is the Republican plan. But, they have said a lot of nice things and are really kind of promoting a plan by Wisconsin manufacturers and commerce, which would let businesses operate with varying levels of protection once the state reopens. So it's not exactly the Republican plan, but it's getting a little harder to find daylight between what Republicans are saying they want and what WMC is now proposing.
And we did talk about that plan earlier this week from Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce here on Central Time. But remind us broadly what they're proposing. It's a regional kind of strategy.
It is. And, I think, first of all, to compare it to what the governor has proposed, his plan calls for reopening of the state once certain benchmarks are hit for the number of tests administered around the state. And for, a downward trajectory of a positive test as a percent of total tests within a 14-day period. So he's wanting the state to hit those benchmarks first before he starts talking about reopening more. The WMC plan would replace that and essentially start with the idea that we are reopening and how are we going to do it. And so a business that was located in a part of the state that had a smaller number, a county that had a smaller number of COVID-19 cases, and a business that did, something that didn't have a lot of contact with customers, they could operate with fewer protections than a business that operated in a more urban area that has more face-to-face contact with customers, for example. But it's a little loose on exactly what that would mean in terms of what precisely a business would have to do, whether they would have to wear a face mask or something like that. It's not exactly that specific.
Sean Johnson is Capitol Bureau Chief for Wisconsin Public Radio. And we're talking about plans from state leaders and stakeholders trying to figure out how and when to reopen business in Wisconsin as we deal with the spread of COVID-19. Sean, there was a public hearing around this WMC plan at the Capitol yesterday. What did that consist of?
So it was not exactly, it wasn't a public hearing in the true sense of that definition. It was invited testimony only. So it was organized by Republican lawmakers, and they invited business groups to talk about this WMC plan. These are groups that like that plan, and it included representatives from businesses who like that plan, who want to see the state reopen quickly. So, I mean, you have to kind of give it that context first to see who was testifying. You know, this wasn't a hearing where you had a lot of public health doctors out there talking about what the state should do in terms of reopening. You know, that said, you did hear some, you know, stuff that I haven't heard before exactly from, like, the Wisconsin Restaurant Association and the Tavern League when it comes to reopening. I mean, the Restaurant Association is kind of getting ready for reopening, whether it happens sooner or later. There are some restaurants, at least one that testified at this hearing, who said that he's ordering booze and non-perishable food for potential reopening next week. You know, that's not what's on schedule, but we do have this court case and anything could happen. And then you had taverns offering kind of specific suggestions on what they would be open to in terms of opening back up some portion of their business in exchange for, you know, new restrictions, you know, potentially having outdoor dining or potentially requiring employees to wear masks. They're saying they're open to stuff, but they say that if they just stay closed until May 26, a lot of them are going to go under.
And it sounds like then people who represent the restaurant industry or owners are saying, we understand that we can't just flip a switch, but we have to do something. Is that kind of the takeaway?
Yeah, the Restaurant Association in particular was pretty frank about it. You know, they said that whenever we reopen, it's going to be slow. You know, we're not going to be operating at full capacity or anything close to it. There's going to be a lot of people who don't want to go out, period, because they're going to be worried about COVID-19. So they are saying we can't stay closed until there's a vaccine for this because that could be a year and a half or never. And so they want to open with they've come out with this plan that participating restaurants could implement if they want, where they'd have to, like, sanitize tables and chairs in between each customer. They'd have to employees would have to do, like, health checks every day. And then they could optionally wear gloves and masks, but it's not required under their plan. But this is something that they're sending out to members right now, kind of gearing up for the state reopening whenever that happens.
Democrats called out this hearing because of the people it didn't include. Who did they want to hear from?
There were no public health professionals at the hearing. So, you know, people who study pandemics or outbreaks or anything like that, you didn't hear from them at this hearing. And so that was criticism from Democrats. Also, kind of the recurring criticism you heard from them is that if you open the state up regionally and you have restrictions in some counties, like Milwaukee, for example, but not in other more rural counties, that, you know, people and the virus not going to respect those county lines, and that people will travel, the virus will travel, and, you know, you can't close the state down regionally is kind of their point of view on all this.
Republicans officially asked the state Supreme Court to reject the extension of the Safer at Home order, which goes until May 26th. More recently, the Evers administration wants the court to reject that Republican motion. What's the status of these legal actions right now?
I think the status as we are talking right now is that the court could kind of weigh in at any moment on officially whether it's going to take the case, because that's the first thing that it has to decide is whether or not it's going to hear this original action for a case that didn't wind its way through the court system the way cases normally do. And then, you know, the bigger question is, are they going to agree with Republicans? Are they going to strike down the stay-at-home order? And if so, what kind of a timeline are they going to put on it? Because the Republicans asked them to strike it down, but then issue a six-day stay, essentially freezing things as they are right now and giving the governor and the legislature 6 days to craft some kind of a replacement. The thing is, they want the governor's office to do that through the administrative rulemaking process, and that takes a long time normally. The governor's office says there's no way you could craft new rules in 6 days if you follow the law. And so if that's the case, it may be the case that Republicans and the governor cannot, you know, just by law come up with some kind of a compromise in 6 days, It might also be the case that they're so far apart on whether to do this statewide or regionally that they don't come up with a compromise, and it falls to local governments to come up with their own restrictions county by county.
Sean, we know the story is changing rapidly, and I'm sure we'll check back with you when we know more. Thank you so much for giving us an update today.
Thanks, Keely.
Sean Johnson is WPR's Capital Bureau Chief, and we caught up on the competing ideas for reopening Wisconsin's economy and the challenge to Governor Evers' extension of the Safer at Home order here in Wisconsin.